so I wanted to have some direct experience. So I took remote viewing course, a psychic development course, and things like that. Even firewalking, you know, just to sort of see directly, hey, you know, can I do this? And, you know.
Well, could you?
Yes, to a degree. You know, our education system, you know, really kind of educates the left brain. And a lot of times, the psychic phenomena are better practiced when someone does not think too much about what they're doing, but just kind of relaxes and goes into it. I have a very analytical mind. So, for example, in firewalking, I was very nervous about my firewalk. I did it with Tony Robbins in one of his big Unlimited Power weekends, and I was so scared that I came 2 hours late to the meeting.
What, thinking all the firewalking would be done by then, perhaps?
I was kind of hoping that would be too late to be able to do it.
But they probably said, well, doctor, you're just in time.
Exactly.
The coals are hot as hell. Look at that.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Could be our guest. And
I've always been curious. I've seen this done on television and movies, of course. But what is it really like when you actually put your foot down and step on these hot coals? What do you feel?
What Tony Robbins does is go through some of his procedures to put you into a special state before you start walking. They call anchors, NLP. It's a whole procedure to kind of get you in a very high energy state where you're not thinking about the coals. And one piece of advice is don't try to think about the coals or try to feel them. So I begin walking across, and you have a little mantra. You say, cool moss, as you walk across the coals.
Really?
And as you do this, and you're looking up, and what I was noticing is, hey, they don't feel hot. This feels like cool moss. It feels soft and comfortable. So about two-thirds of the way across, my left brain kicks in, and it says, I wonder if they're really hot. And so
bad thought?
So the last two steps, I dug my feet down into the coals.
Yes.
And I could see red embers flying up, and then I get off the path, and
could you at any moment smell your skin burning?
No, I didn't smell my skin burning, but my feet did feel funny on the bottom after the last two steps, and I got one small blister as a result. But I was one of about 10 people out of 1,000 that got a small blister.
Well, so you were probably more left-brained than the majority.
Exactly.
I have for the very same reason, doctor, I don't think that I could endeavor to do that. I really do know that damn things are hot, and I'd scorch my feet. I'd melt. My flesh would peel off the bottom of my feet.
Yep. Well, Jack Houck, you know, has done studies with taping thermocouples and things to the bottom of people's feet during firewalks, and he sees over 1,000 degrees, sometimes over 2,000 degrees. You know, very, very hot temperatures are really down there.
All right. Well, you're going to have to describe to me how 1,000 or 2,000 degrees could not burn the flesh off the bottom of feet that walk over these coals. I just don't get it.
Well, I think the answer is that when we're in special states, there are some physics that go on that our current science does not have, and that is part of what the paranormal is all about, is trying to include these new sets of physics, physical phenomena. You had, I think, Bill Tiller on a week or two ago. And
what a remarkable man.
Exactly.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
You heard that program. I'm
and,
so glad.
And, well, I know him, and I've been to his lab.
Oh, I see.
And he is one of the pioneers in demonstrating that our science, the laws of our science, really can be changed by conscious...
By did we just lose you?
No, I'm still here. I don't know what that was.
Okay, by conscious something.
Well, by consciousness and by energy forces, basically.
I see.
So I think that this is what is the frontier right now for people who are looking at this, is that how can our scientific laws be altered by these forces?
I think how can they? I still don't know. I mean. I don't understand. 1,000 degrees, 2,000 degrees, that's what the temperature is.
Right.
It has to virtually cook human flesh.
Right. And there are people who were untrained who have tried this who have been badly burned. And there are adepts or people who are very talented who even can sort of lift up the coals, hold them in their hands, and just remarkable things like that.
Exactly. How can that be? I mean, what can you do with your consciousness that is changing the state of the matter that makes up your feet or your hands or whatever?
Well, clearly the laws of thermal conductivity are being altered. There's like, it's like a barrier or a force field or an energy field that's sort of being set up there to restrain the temperature flow.
By the mind?
I think so. I think that the mind does it, but the subtle energy that Bill Tiller talks about is actually a whole set of forces that has been called prana, chi, the life force. It's been seen and observed for hundreds of years and reported by different scientists when they see different aspects of this force, and it really does alter the sort of the standard known laws of physics when this stuff is present. This is what the yogis do, for example, when they...
Well, when Professor Tiller was on, he is just a wonderful individual, but he would launch into the mathematical, you know, the mathematical explanation, which I'm very grateful for, but don't begin to understand, of the physics involved in what we're talking about right here.
Uh-huh.
And can you reduce it to something other than numbers, some way of our understanding how this can be done?
I will try. We're just at the beginning of understanding this stuff, so we don't really have a well-developed theory yet. So I'll try to give... first of all, I mean, some of the ideas, the most important idea that Bill has presented that I think is really helpful... He calls it, he involves the words gauge and things like that. But basically, it's that when the subtle energy builds up to a certain level, the laws of electromagnetism start to become altered.
Hmm.
And magnetic monopoles become possible.
Right.
And so that the basic Maxwell's equations become modified. That's part of it. The other part of it is that when this happens, when this... charge of prana, if you want to call it, charge of subtle energy begins to build up, it couples in with the mind. When you form a thought in your mind, there's actually sort of a three-dimensional energy pattern in your mind that you're kind of holding there. And the way I think about it, it's part of the theory that I've been developing, is that pattern really is resonating with the distant matter of the universe.